the lords were all assembled. They had rearranged the room. They had a high desk on the platform, and Lord Faljapan was sitting at it. The lords themselves were in orderly rows facing it. Down the side of the room was a line of chairs. Schleem was lying on a mine cart, totally wrapped up in hoist chains, with only his face showing above the links. They had him between the desk and the audience. Lord Dom indicated that Johnny should sit on one of the side chairs where Lord Voraz was sitting. It was obvious to Johnny that they didn't consider him part of their deliberations. The lords didn't even look at him, but at least he wasn't there alongside that mine cart with Schleem.
"They have already discussed all this,"
whispered Lord Voraz to Johnny.
"But they have to review and vote on each finding. It's really more of a treaty than a trial. I'm surprised the Earth Emissary isn't here, but they can proceed without him right up to the signing."
Lord Faljapan signaled Lord Browl to call the session to order, which he did.
"We have already agreed upon and committed to treaty form,"
said Faljapan,
"the redefinition of the word pirate. I wish to call to your attention, however, that the redefinition can have no bearing on the present findings, for it was passed upon after the incident under trial. Is that correct, my lords?"
They signified that it was.
"Therefore, we are basing this trial on existing findings and clauses. Testimony of Captain Rojo Dieter Snowell has been heard and duly entered in the record, to the effect that he was ordered to disregard the sanctity of the conference area by the Tolnep then emissary Schleem. I believe it is the desire of this conference to accept the testimony and evidences of the said Snowell, particularly in the light of the fact that he considered he was bound to protect the Tolnep emissary. This absolves Snowell. Do you so vote?"
The lords so voted.
"Therefore, it is considered established by this conference that the said Tolnep emissary, by name Lord Schleem, did willfully and maliciously order the military forces of Tolnep to attack the conference area. Do you so find?"
They voted unanimously that they so found, and Schleem in his chains hissed and spat.
"It was further witnessed and established,"
continued Faljapan,
"that the said Tolnep emissary did seek to paralyze, shoot, and otherwise injure other emissaries engaged in their lawful and time-honored duties, contrary to specific clauses numbered here, but too numerous to read. Is that your finding?"
They definitely so found, and Schleem hissed and spat some more.